Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by the PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined now in the studio, as always on Wednesday, by WCHL's own Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson. Guys, how you doing?
Pretty good. Could not be more excited. The sun will be out in time for Christmas.
And Christmas, yeah.
Just as North Carolina intended. It might even rain a little. Man, that sounds like
that's
holidays
the perfect
to me.
Christmas
it really
weather,
is.
Right? What are you going to do?
God bless us, everyone.
I'm picking up a little bit of sarcasm that you might be putting
down.
He's
dreaming for a wet Christmas.
That's true.
Y'all want it to be nice and sunny in the morning and then humid in the evening.
You had 10 inches of snow last week. How much more snow could you want?
All of it. I want all of it.
What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm staying here this time. I'm not going up to the mountains or anything. I'm going to stay around my nuclear family. It's going
to
be cool.
That's cool. You could drag your nuclear family to the mountains where they'll probably still have snow.
I could, but then my extended family is there. I mean, I love you guys, but...
Gotcha.
You're real far away.
AJ, how about you?
I am going home. I'm going to see some family. So nice. It's going to be a nice holiday season. It's going to be the first one in like 3 years where I actually be able to go home.
That's
on
good.
Christmas. So, yeah.
I'm sticking around here on Christmas. My family is all up in Michigan, and we're going to have to figure out some way to get together, but not this weekend, as it turns out. So we'll figure out some way or other. Y'all ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's question, totally unholiday related. What is something that you think computers can do better than humans? What about something that humans can do better than computers? Computers are apparently better at chess now than humans are. Apparently,
yeah,
that's a thing.
Chess isn't a solved game yet, is it?
No, it's. Yeah. I don't know if it is solvable, but computers
like
are capable of processing more moves than humans are.
Yeah,
so.
Like I feel like there's a finite number of moves in chess, but it's so many that we haven't been able to determine exactly. But you can calculate them based off of possible moves and spaces on the board.
Right.
But, yeah, I guess high-level chess is kind of computer-esque anyways, though. You make this move, and then I make this one, and that's how that goes.
So that's my answer to part one. I don't
chess,
know, but,
chess
yeah,
is chess part
is,
one.
Chess is something that computers can do better than humans.
Math, obviously.
Yes. I remember back in, oh, God, this had to have been maybe 30 years ago now or 20, 25 years ago. We went to a museum, and there was a computer program that was unbeatable at tic-tac-toe. And it was the most impressive thing in the whole wide world.
Because that is a solved game.
Because that is a solved game, right? And now we've just moved so far beyond that with computer technology.
I do feel like what humans can do better than computers, though, and at first blush it kind of seems like it wouldn't be the answer, but it's simulation. I feel like humans are still better at spinning out possibilities for situations.
Okay, that's cool. That's true.
Yeah.
Humans are better than computers at accurately replicating or mimicking something. Like we're still in the age when you can sit a computer down and force it to watch 100 hours of Hallmark movies and then have it write its own script.
Write a script, yeah.
And it's hilarious, but it's not a Hallmark movie. Like we can still do a better job, but computers are catching up.
Not to take the fun out of it, but those simulations are normally improved by human writers to make them funnier.
Oh, I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever. Thus proving my point even more.
Yeah, we're better at making things funny.
Yeah, so in other words, humans do humor better than computers.
There you go. Hence the
humor takes so many levels of understanding. That's why it's important.
Nuance. Humans do nuance better.
Well, humor and human is probably from the same root, right? So.
Oh.
Boom.
Boom.
Etymology. That's another thing computers can do better than humans.
But I am glad that no one here, just humans, know how to love. Like, I'm glad that we didn't hit on that in terms of what we can do better than computers.
Yeah, I think computers are working on that, too.
Humans
I don't know. There's probably a...
I hope so. I'm so lonely.
Right. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. AJ, Victor, thank you so much.
Thank you.